course, 20 foot long.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. Don't think you guys are all on their own docks.
Okay, I'd like to call the February 24th, 2026 regular meeting to order. Request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. Alex Litten.
Present.
Dave Bench. Bo Miller. Present. All right, I need a motion to approve the minutes from the February 10th meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I can second that. Roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench. Alex Litten.
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay. We have no fiscal officer's report tonight. So I guess, Jacob, you're up.
Good evening, everybody. I will touch on a few points on the zoning report for tonight. A couple updates on some violations. The one there on South North Curtis Road. We have gotten that one taken care of. That one took a little while. That was the pool without a secure fence around it. But that has been taken care of. And we are working on the one on Henry. That was the one where you drive by there, it's kind of like a shed built up a little ways. We've had some good experiences there with the property owner. And as you guys know, surveyors and engineers lately have been extremely busy. So I know it's been hard on residents trying to find, you know, professionals in those areas. So they have a surveyor. They're kind of working on the surveyor's timeline, but that property owner's goal is to apply for a permit for a new dwelling, which was the correct main use on that property. So it's just an update for the board. It's in process. I wanted to mention tomorrow's public hearing. So 12517 Lagoon Drive. That is a hearing for tomorrow for the BZA, the Board of Zoning Appeals. They've applied for a variance. Basically, they want to build a new dwelling on that parcel. There's an existing accessory garage on the parcel. The owner wants to put the house farther back, which is pretty normal on a lakefront parcel, but it would cause a nonconformity to develop with the existing garage being too close to the street, or being closer to the street than the new house will be. So it does require a variance, and we're working with the property owner on that. I don't foresee a huge issue. I doubt that the board's going to see a big issue. There's several like that on Lagoon and several of the lakefront properties in the township. You do see that on occasion. So it's not like it's going to be anything that's radically different from others in the area. It's just one of those that needs a variance for it. So that's tomorrow at 6:00. And then I have one item for action for the board for this evening. The text amendment that has been initiated is going through the process. It's going to be heard by the Planning Commission in the morning at 9:00. And then we have it scheduled for our Zoning Commission for their public hearing on March 4th. And I would need you to schedule your public hearing for March 24th, 2026 at 7:00 p.m. That'll be your public hearing for the text amendment that's going through.
What was the trustee's date, March?
March 24th, 2026. And the reason for that date is I'm assuming even if you have an early March meeting, it's probably going to be it's going to butt up too close to the Zoning Commission.
So our next meeting will be March 10th. And then the meeting after that is March 24th at 7. So that's our regular trustees meeting night, March 24th at 7:00.
Okay.
So and I will not be here. I will be out of town that week. So, but I mean, you just have been hearing.
Do it at 6:30 before the meeting, assuming Dave is back up to speed and just nothing controversial in it.
Yeah. So does that work, 6:30? Because it probably won't take that long, right?
It shouldn't take that long. Okay. Also, yeah, 6:30 on the 24th would be great. I would just ask for a motion to that effect.
Okay.
And then we don't have to vote on it necessarily that night, right?
You can either approve, you know, vote to approve it, vote to deny it, or you could vote to continue it.
So that'll give you time if you're not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure once we get the back from the planning commission will dictate how I feel and go with it. So I mean, I could always just shoot an email on my opinions. Not that my vote would count, but at least everybody would kind of know where I stand on it. If you know, depending on where it falls with the planning commission. So you want a motion to set the March. So my motion will be to set the public hearing on the proposed text amendments for March 24th at 6:30 p.m.
Yes, and you could actually add a case. They've just released a case number for that, the county has.
Okay.
So that will be for case Z28-C154 is going to be that case.
So for case number Z28-C154.
Yep.
That's with the Lucas County Planning Commission right now. So that's my motion.
I'll second.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Motion carries.
And just as a very final thing on my report, just as a reminder to the board that there's still an opening for an alternate member for the Zoning Commission. Just a reminder for you.
Oh, yeah.
No action is needed instantly, but it's out there. So
we did have, I believe, one applicant.
Yeah, we did.
Probably want to wait until Dave's back. Be fair to wait until we're all here.
All right, Jacob, that's all you got then?
All I have.
Okay, so just for clarification on this, the hearings. So the way this process works is the zoning board voted to send it to the initiation to send it to the planning commission. The planning commission will then hear it. Once they hear it, it'll come back to the zoning board. The zoning board will have a hearing. They will vote again then to send it to the trustees, or
okay, they'll recommend it to you.
They'll recommend it to us. We are then going to set we've already set our hearing, and then we will either vote yes, no, or continue it for a later date, but we got to have the hearing in so many days,
right?
Is the deal. Okay,
right. Thank you.
So there's no hearings prior to the plan commission,
correct?
Okay,
yeah, that's the first.
Other than the initiation, right?
Well, the initiation just takes place at a regular meeting. So the zoning commission can initiate it, or this board can initiate it at a regular trustee meeting, either way.
Right. But there are no hearings.
Correct.
Be prior to the planning commission.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Just wanted clarification.
Yep.
So. All right. Alex, you got anything for Jacob right now?
Not that I can think of. Public questions, comment?
So, Jacob. Jim. Is March 4th is the zoning commission's meeting, and then we'll have to schedule a public meeting before the 24th.
That'll be your advertised public hearing. March
4th?
Yep, at your regular scheduled meeting.
Okay, so the public hearing will be the same night as the meeting.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to clear up. Thank you.
Okay.
That is 7 too?
Yes.
Other public questions, comments for Jacob?
I have a question in general.
Sure.
You think 30 minutes before your trustees meeting is enough for you to have a public meeting and answer the questions of the residents?
Well, worst case scenario, we run over a little bit into the trustees meeting. I mean, we can push the trustees meeting back a little bit if that meeting runs over. Because I'm going to make sure Denny's got you out of town that day.
I wouldn't leave if there was a stick of dynamite. We're not going to go there.
Well, we'll accept written comments via email. Or.
Okay. So, yeah, if we have to push the meeting, if it runs over, we can push it back a little, our regular meeting back a little bit. So, anything else for Jacob right now? Nothing? All right.
That's all I got.
Okay, let's move on here. We're going to try and get some of this done. Fire department. I have something, but we can put that in the... we're going to put that in with old business.
Do we have anything else for Jacob? Sorry to interrupt.
No, I do not.
I didn't think so.
I do not have anything else right now.
Thanks.
So. Maintenance department, Kevin is not here. I know that they got out Sunday and hit the roads, with that little bit of snow we had. It was weird. We had quite a bit at our house, but then I think by the lake a little bit there, they didn't have quite as much. So, and then I had quite a bit. Like, it was, I had more at the shop than I had at home on Sunday. It was weird. Like, it kind of was, like, spotty within the township. So, but they did, get out and get that done. So I don't have anything else from maintenance. Do you have anything?
Nope.
On that? Okay. All right. Going into old business. So the township purchasing policy. So our purchasing policy is department heads can spend up to $3,000 without prior, you know, per item, without trustee approval, for us to vote on it. We've, unless it's an emergency and we have a backhoe go down, a dump truck, fire truck, and all they gotta do is call one of the trustees and say, hey, listen, this went down, this is the emergency, we have to have it fixed. So that I think we've been doing pretty good at. We did run into an issue here, and I do want need to make a motion tonight. Is we got an invoice just turned in to the fiscal officer on February 22nd. It is dated October 7th of 2025. And this was for some long-handled 6-inch jumbo short ball intake valves for the trucks. So the total bill is $5,669.72. So this happened last year in like July. We got these, or they were ordered in July. They didn't get them until like September because they were on back order. And Deputy Chief Wolf told me just before the meeting was they just sent the bill to us. That's why there's no past due comments on the bills at all. We are just now getting the bill from the vendor. However, since this was last year's money, I would like to make a motion to approve it since we're going to be using this year's money.
Sure.
Just so it's on the up and up in the records that reflect that we are.
Look at that real quick.
Yep.
Thanks.
That we are approving this. This bill, and actually there's another one they sent us. We're gonna do these separate. So let's, I'll move to approve that one. Let me see that total real quick.
Yep. Alex.
This is to Axes and Irons. Total was $5,669.72. Looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, roll call, Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Dave Bench? Okay, and we have another one here that was dated on 11-9 of 2025 for a total of, this is for a 5-inch Storz fitting, and this is for $329.44 to Axes and Irons. So I will make a motion to approve this one also.
I'll second.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Motion carries. So I wish the department heads were here tonight. I do know the chief is actually on a run right now, so we do not, he's not here, but we need to make sure that this stuff is getting to the fiscal officer in appropriate time, and we're trying to make sure we're not paying bills from last year into this year.
Did you guys approve the purchases at the time of order?
The big one, the $5,000 one, I think was an emergency because they broke them on a training exercise.
Broke all.
They broke the two, the big one. The other one was just a were capped. It was only $329, so he was able to buy that one, not a problem. But the two, they had two valves that failed when they were doing a big water movement drill, and they, I can't say for 100%, but I'm 90% sure that Tony probably called me or one of the other trustees and said, hey, we got to make this purchase. Because it was, it needed to be fixed, otherwise the truck was down, the valve was broke. So this wasn't something they're buying just because it's a new toy or, you know, something that they want. It was something that needed to be fixed. So
when were the parts received?
Installed? They were, I think, in September. They ordered them in like July, and they were on back order.
So the truck was down that whole period?
Well, it was probably functional to an extent, but not to its full capability. So they got them valves ordered and got them in. So
get these back.
All right, I'll give these to Joel. Yep. All right.
I think this goes to Joel also.
Yep, that goes to Joel. Next thing I have on the agenda and is the old business is the updated credit card policy, credit card users. So again, this is kind of a moot point because not everybody's here tonight, but we need to make sure that the authorized user list for the trustee card, the fire department card, and the road maintenance card are accurate and updated, and that way if we do need to add anybody, that we can get them added so we're legal. We have the list. I'm thinking that we should make a motion if we're gonna add anybody to the list.
Is there somebody we need to add?
Well, the only one that I could think of that we may need to add would either be Rob or Jacob. Would be so they have access to it if they go to a training.
Sure, that makes sense.
Or add both, but. The credit card is the biggest type of fraud, and the state really doesn't even like you using them, but you kind of, sometimes you need them, and you should, you know, and they're in very controlled instances where we should be using them. So Joel's very big on keeping the credit card users, the list, the approved list. So as far as the trustee card, I would say we could either add them both or one. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. That way, if we do, they do need it. I know Dave carries the card with him mostly. I've never used the credit card, so I wouldn't. My name is kind of pointless, but I guess I would make a motion to add Rob Gerhart and Jacob Barnes to the trustee credit card as authorized users if needed.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Dave Bench? Motion carries. So I'm just going to mark that. I know he's got it in the minutes here, but that's the fire department. And then we'll have to have, if Tony needs to update the fire department one anywhere. I guess I printed on a couple copies here, but... Okay, so I'm going to give that to Joel. All right. Any other old business?
Nope.
All right. New business. Email was sent out. They are going to... Let me find it right here. Here it is. So, this is from David DeWitz. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the EMA have approved Vistra Corporation to remove the five, I believe there's five sirens in our 10-mile radius. There's five sirens located in Jerusalem Township. The vendor is going to start pole removal later this spring. A team will be out inspecting the locations over the next few weeks. Basically, they're saying if we want to take ownership of them, we can. We just got to contact EMA to say that we want to have the sirens and the poles transferred to the township. And I say absolutely not. We do not want the responsibility. The EMA is no longer going to be using the sirens if there's an emergency at Davis-Bessey. They're going to a different type of system. They're outdated. I know there's a couple of them that don't even work properly, and the maintenance on them is very high, and that's why they're getting rid of them. But we don't, in my opinion, do not want them. But, I mean, that's just a huge liability for us.
Yeah, as much as I like having the system, and I wish it worked, and I wish they kept the system, I don't think that's right for us to take on the responsibility and liability of taking care of it.
Okay, so we don't have to do anything. So I just said by March 23rd, if we want to have a transfer, but we do not want the transfer of those to our township responsibility. So I say we don't have to do anything with it. Okay. Next thing is the township mileage. So this is the ODOT Township Highway Mileage Certificate. It needs to be submitted to ODOT no later than March 1st. It requires our signatures. So what I'll do is the place for the chairman and the two trustees, the other two trustees, and the county engineer. So I will sign, have you sign tonight, and then I'll have Kevin get this over to Dave. Dave can sign it, and we can get this back to...
And that's the acknowledgement to ODOT of what our roads are.
Yes, correct. Which is 33.942 miles of public road is what we are responsible for maintaining.
Didn't we not sign that last year? I think we didn't sign it because we got those roads dumped on us, and then it didn't matter if we signed it or not.
Right, yeah, it did not matter. So the mileage for 2024 was the same. It was 33.942 miles. Certified mileage for 2025 was 33.942 miles. So, and it's saying the same thing, 33.942 miles public road. So for at least 2 years now, it's been the same. And so I'm going to sign it.
Is there any downside to not signing it? You just throw it to shredder. I hate to acknowledge the roads that were dumped on us.
As certified board trustee, reported by Director of Transportation, in accordance with provisions specified in the Ohio Revised Code 4501.04. So this is for consider all mileage changes that occurred in cycle year 2025 and determine the net increase or decrease of mileage. So basically this is just certifying that they can't put any more roads on us this year. Because we're certifying that we're agreeing to 33.942 miles. So I'm going to sign it. I'll let you decide if you want to sign it. I mean, we don't need to do a motion on this.
True.
So I'm going to get it signed.
I just hate to sign that because that's our only acknowledgement that we've ever done to say that we've accepted the roads from Lucas County.
Right. I know. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before we didn't sign it or we missed the deadline, but.
I believe it was last year.
Was it?
I'll think about it.
But you went a whole year without them dumping anything on you?
No, that's not the case.
No.
So they dumped the roads on us irregardless. It's just that came to our attention last year.
Yeah.
And it's just an updated form with ODOT to say that we're saying that that's what our roads are. But if I recall correctly, last year none of us signed it because those roads got dumped on us.
And I don't remember if we did or didn't last year. I think we did last year, and I think it was the year before we didn't. I think it was 2024.
But then you'd that be could be acknowledging responsibility for them.
Well, they are. It doesn't matter whether we sign it or not.
We're
responsible no matter what.
One's ODOT, and the roads were dumped on you by the county, so they're two different.
Right,
counties.
But ODOT's.
There's two separate entities, yeah. So it doesn't really make any sense not to sign it.
Right, you're just going with ODOT.
Right
on there.
Did you get the counties though? The roads to see how many we have, how much we have.
We've done it off of.
Just asking.
We've done it off the map. So. All right.
Maybe I'm thinking into it too far.
All right. The next thing I have here, and this will be for Joel also, is this is a liquor permit transfer. Basically, it is asking if we want a hearing or no hearing. And then it's got to be signed by either a clerk of county commissioners, clerk of city council, or township fiscal officer, so that will have to be done by Joel. I will mark that we, if you're good with this, Alex, that what, we are...
What's it for?
I'll go on to that. I'll mark it if we're not interested in a hearing. Basically, it is transferring the liquor license out of the Gary E. Minky estate to Lorraine Minky.
Yeah.
In her name.
We already talked about this. That's weird.
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know if this is for a different, because, you know,
They got a couple.
Yeah, it's probably the red building, Lorraine's Landing, and then you got to think about, we've might have done East, Minky's East, because they have one there too. So it's...
Yeah, no hearing.
They're saying, so yeah, it's just a matter of do we, because they're asking for two different permits, and basically it's just transferring it from Gary to Lorraine Minky.
Yeah.
So.
No hearing.
I'm going to go with no, we do not request a hearing, and I will ask Joel to sign this and get it back to them. Okay. The last thing I have on new business is, Kevin had reached out the other day. The neighbor next to the cemetery called him and was pretty upset that we have not put up the privacy. There was a, we had talked originally that, listen, we will fill up the furthest section, the easternmost section of the new section of the cemetery first. We will not, like, start burying people over against your property. And that's what Kevin's doing. That was an agreement that we had. It was a gentleman's agreement that we would fill that first section up, and that there would also be some type of shrubbery or something planted along the property line there to kind of block his house from the cemetery right there.
Because this is on the west side?
Yeah, it'd be on the west side of the cemetery.
Gotcha.
So, and we hadn't done anything yet with it, and he had been complaining about the people going to the cemetery. They're there all hours of the night, which it's closed at dark. They're having big, and I've driven by and seen it, and had Kevin go down there and, you know, we've had people literally parking in the grass and having these big parties there, or remembrance, whatever you want to call it. And we've had to literally throw them out. But with Kevin not here, one of the ideas I had was, I do like trees, bushes, that type of stuff, but usually want to try and plant that in the fall. I don't want to go into the spring doing it, because if we have a drought, then they're just going to die, and they get expensive, especially if you buy bigger stuff. So one of the thoughts I had was maybe we could do a fence. We could do a nice, like a along the property line there, maybe a vinyl privacy fence, and we could do it in sections so we don't do it the whole thing. You know, we could do, like, say from the road back to his barn, and then that would be about half, maybe not quite half, or maybe that'd be a little over half.
A little under half, but yeah.
But I don't think we have to go all the way back to the pond. I think if we go to that cross driveway where it cuts over to his property, I think that would be sufficient. But I think we'll wait on that until we talk to Kevin, see what his thoughts are on that too, since he is the sexton of the cemetery. Sorry about that. And how we want to proceed going forward with that barrier. So I don't have any other new business. We do have that.
I believe we have a lot offer.
Okay.
So
we have a lot offer here. We think this is what this is. And can you pull this up on, oh, you've got it.
Yep.
Can you pull it up on Aries real quick too?
Yeah, I got it right here too.
Just to confirm that these are all ours.
Yep.
So this is from Chadwick Wick, and it's for one parcel. It is parcel number 3369127. Yep. Parcel address is 450 Clubhouse Boulevard. And he offered $100 for it. So do you know which one?
Here's the lot he offered on.
Okay.
And the township owns this lot and this lot. He recently purchased these two.
Okay.
So he's kind of making this offer, if I understand it correctly, so he has a bigger plot there.
So that's the one, that's the 450 Clubhouse.
Correct, yeah. That's the one he made the offer on. And then we own two in this block, which is the 450 Clubhouse as well as this one here.
Okay, and them are all just, they're nothing on them.
Nothing.
Mowed.
Vacant, mowed, yep.
Okay.
So he'd have like an L-shaped property if we approved that, I guess. Okay.
Can you pull up our, I know you'd be quicker at it, our property list on our town, on the website. I gotta look something up here real quick. Sorry.
Yep, they're listed on here.
Okay, so they're... Because what I just want to make sure is some of these that we have sold and we've gotten money for have not been transferred yet. So I just want to make sure that these aren't ones that we had already... The deeds have been done and we have collected the money on them and the owners have... Not a lot of them. I think there's just one left that I... can see.
If I recall correctly, on this lot he made the offer on, we did receive an offer, I think 2 years ago now, on this lot, and we accepted an offer, but they never followed through with the purchase. You can double check that if you got the files on that. Not seeing that we ever received an offer on that one. I could have swore we received an offer on one of them. On that one. One single offer that was accepted and never paid for. And they never followed back up with us again.
You don't remember.
It was some kid out of Oregon. Like a younger kid that... Does that ring a bell?
Drew Tierney?
Yep.
Yep, you're right. Yeah, we sent the bill. He never paid it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. So if you want to make a motion,
sure. I'll make a motion.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just look here. Did I look at these? 450 Clubhouse. It's right here. Yeah, it's a shame too. Because he offered $1,800 for it, but he never paid it.
Yeah. We pay taxes on it every year, so.
Okay.
Those lots subject to the sewer assessment down there?
On Clubhouse, yes. For another year. They fall off after, see, at the end of this year, you won't pay them anymore because they fell off last year for 2025, if I recall correctly. So they're subject to it for this year, but not any following years.
Motion.
Sure.
We do want to have him get the, he'll get the deed and everything.
Yep. He just went through and purchased some other lots, so he should be up to speed on that.
So as soon as he gets, you know, if we approve it, he gets us the deed, we will sign it and.
Yep. So I'd like to make a motion to approve the bid from Chadwick Wick on parcel number 3369127, which is 450 Clubhouse Boulevard. His purchase offer is $100 on that. Looking for a second.
I can second that. Roll call, Dave Bench. Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Motion carries. All right.
Cool.
Do you have any other new business?
Nope.
All right, seeing none. We do have our engineering meeting with the engineers. March 4th, is that Monday or Tuesday?
Next Thursday? March 4th or 5th?
4th.
4th, that's next Wednesday.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Next Wednesday at 10 to 11.
Yep.
So we will be there to see the county. With nothing else, do we have any public participation tonight? Sandy Nissen.
Will this 43-page thing be put on the website?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Website, Facebook page.
Yeah, you're gonna put it on both then? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Oh yeah, easy peasy.
Okay. I was looking for something today and noticed that the Zoning Commission has not put their minutes or their audio on the website since May 3rd of 23.
Wow.
Is that something they should be doing?
Yeah, I think that's what Rob is there for. He takes the meeting minutes.
Rob's job.
Yep, that is Rob's job.
Rob's
so
their secretary?
He is their recorder, I think you call it. They is what he technically does.
And we're paying him extra?
So we will have to make sure that Rob gets those. I would say that when he stepped in for the zoning inspector, it was more than what he could probably handle at the time. In that, so I would give him a little bit of leeway in that aspect of things.
He's
but
since 23.
Well, when did Linda leave?
It's 26.
Well, she left, and then we had someone else take over, and then
we had a
she
short,
left.
We had a short period, yeah, and then
Wendy
back
was
and
there for almost a year.
Was she there a year? But it was kind of getting everybody
she
up.
She wasn't really here. She had the job, but she wasn't really here.
Yeah, and Rob was helping out with that, and then when she left, he was kind of there again until we got Jacob in. So, yes, there should be a. I will actually send off an email. I can send an email off.
Well, let me ask you this. On a separate board, like the Zoning Commission, aren't they supposed to have a secretary within their membership, not an outside secretary?
I guess that's a Jacob question.
Yeah, that would be a good question for him. I don't know that because they always did, prior to Wendy and Jacob, Linda would take the notes in the minutes, correct, Jim?
Correct, yes. Linda published them, and always get, even Jacob's, we get them at our next meeting of the last meeting, so there are records of them, they're on paper.
They're just not updated on the website.
They're not on the website, but they are available.
But you guys do stream the meetings. Rob streams your meetings also online.
Yes, I think last month's meeting or 2 months ago, there was something wrong with some.
Yeah, we were having some issues with the camera at some point, or the platform.
We got it figured out. You had to copy and paste the whatever that long code is. That code had to be updated.
Okay.
So we got that worked out.
So yes, I can send an email off regarding getting the minutes on the township website.
So that's we're giving Rob an extra job by doing that. We're putting that on his list of.
No, that falls under his administrative duties. As a matter of fact, he was gracious enough at the January meeting to give us his roles that were set back when we originally hired him, and this is what it says. It says receive public records requests and distribute to appropriate departments. Communicate and promote events to website and Facebook. Update the website as needed. Handle some trash setup, service problems with Republic. Review and update information for the Suburban Press Bulletin Board. Monitor the three email sites, including info, Reno Beach, I think that's Reno Beach, ROBG, Reno Beach.
Anybody want to take it? Oh, that's Rob's email.
Oh, Rob G, yeah, duh. Sorry. Zoning, and respond accordingly to the information. Monitor general voicemail and handle calls as appropriate. Recorder for the Board of Zoning Appeal meetings and compose and maintain minutes. I think that should be the zoning board, though, because it shouldn't be the. I do know he goes to the appeals, too. I'm pretty sure he goes to the Zoning Board of Appeals when they have those meetings. And those are kind of few and far between. So I think that he has actually stated in a meeting that he does do the meeting and Facebook for them, because somebody asked, well, if you can't answer questions for Jacob or zoning, why are you there? And that was the answer that we had received, was he is there for the minutes. So that is part of his duties. That ain't extra duties. That is part of his duties.
Why aren't the boards appointing their own secretary?
I don't know. That's a good question. I know that when we set up the administrative job, that was to help take it out of the zoning inspector's hands at the time. So we had that. So that was, because this was back when Linda was in.
She volunteered to do it. She wanted.
She did volunteer to do it, but we had.
Now we are paying someone to do it.
But if you remember correctly, we had a lot of conflict with that zoning inspector, and minutes were being we were told that minutes weren't getting transcribed correctly, things were being left out, things were being added. And if you weren't at the meeting, you didn't know, so then when we brought Rob on as the administrative assistant, that was one of the duties for him to do, was to be the recorder and set up the Facebook feed for so the meetings could be streamed live.
Meetings are being streamed, and you got the vocal. You've got it all right there, and them too.
The unfortunate thing is Facebook only keeps them for 30 days, and then they are gone. So Alex has been working on, I think he's doing a trial run tonight on a separate platform.
Yep.
Where it's going to be on YouTube TV, or just YouTube?
Just YouTube.
Just YouTube, and they stay on forever.
Yeah, which is how Facebook used to work.
Yeah.
So all the past meetings
are gone? On Facebook, yes. On Facebook there. It used to stay on there for a long time, and then Facebook changed how they store it. And now they only store it for 30 days. So then it's gone off of Facebook. But there's still always the recorder in here, the voice in here, and the actual written minutes.
Yes, Rob does have the written minutes available if you want them.
But they should be on the website.
Because a few months ago when that happened, we went back to look on Facebook for something. Because we thought somebody erased it or took it out, and it was a technical thing with them, not us.
What I'm getting at is that's a lot of public information gone.
Well, it's just gone off the Facebook platform.
They still have it.
We still have copies of it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everything in this room is recorded on the speakers. And it's going to a big server in our...
Video too?
The video, just the video, is gone after 30 days. But the audio we keep forever. Right. So every meeting that's in here, when that recorder, that red light's on the side, on that button over there, everything's being recorded in here. And that's not related to Facebook. That is a separate...
Well, I didn't go back and look on Facebook on that Jerusalem government page.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I looked on the our website where you can go to the trustees and then it had the minutes and then it had the audio. Well, when you go to the zoning, it doesn't have the minutes or the audio.
Okay. And Joel uploads our stuff, the trustee stuff, to the website. So Joel, is the fiscal officer, is responsible for ours. That's why it's on there and up to date. Yes, for the trustees.
For the trustees.
And Rob is the record keeper for the... sorry, I just wanted to copy that.
But they could have their own secretary.
They could, yeah.
Through their board.
They could.
And we wouldn't have to pay Rob for that.
We could.
You volunteering?
No, she's going to be traveling all over now that Denny's retired. She's leaving.
That's right.
Any other public participation? Seeing none, looking for a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting.
I'll second it. Roll call, Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Dave Bench? Motion carries. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to shut this off before I say what I got to say to Sandy. Sandy, it's so good to see you. Oh, I get that off. Right, get that off.